This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. I don't know what's happening. TAC does. What is it?
Harriet is moving in with her boyfriend. She's kind of wondering who all gets access to their shared space.
Weird question. Harriet?
Yay.
Yeah, this is a very strange question. What's going on?
Yeah. My boyfriend and I just bought a house together, and we're in the thick of it right now. We're like moving in right now. Okay. And it's all super exciting, very fun. But he has joint custody of his 5-year-old son. Ooh. So sometimes it'll be just us in the house. Sometimes his son will be there. There'll be three. And my boyfriend mentioned that he had an extra key made for his ex, his son's mother.
Okay.
So he says that since she's the mother, she needs access to the house. And I feel like it's a step too far for her to have a key to my house. We're not on bad terms or anything. Like we're very civil, warm. We're everything's polite and fine. And like if she needs to arrange a pickup or deal with an emergency of some time, like we could coordinate and I could help her out. But I don't like this idea of her having a key.
So are there times that, are you afraid? I'm not like, I know you just don't like the global overthinking. You're just the overall idea of her having a key you don't like. But are there specifics that you're worried about? Like, are you worried she's going to just come walking in and you're going to be naked on the couch? She wouldn't come in unless a kid's there, right?
You know, I guess that's the idea. But also, we're not leaving the kid home alone. He's 5. I don't know why she would need a key. What if she barges into the house unannounced or, like, snoops around? With like in our stuff, in our space, while we're gone, is this a normal thing for a couple to share custody?
Do you have cameras in your house?
Yeah, not yet.
You should set them up.
Why?
Just in case. You never know.
Who's
gonna snoop? My sister had caught people snooping
in her house.
Yes,
because
trusted family members.
Wow. Oh, okay. So not me?
No. You didn't see it that time.
Cool. All right, I'm good.
We have a whole other OPP apparently we need to tackle.
We're friends with them.
Okay. Well, it's weird. So when I got a divorce, I could have reprogrammed my garage door openers. And because she's got it on her rearview mirror, you know? So all I had to do was hit the reset button on my garage and then reprogram my remotes, and then her rearview mirror wouldn't have worked anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And then I could have reset the codes to get into my house, but I didn't because we have kids. And I don't, you're making a case, Harriet, that I get. I guess maybe I'm weird, but And she has never come into my house. Never. But I need her to be able to.
But you're not also living with somebody new.
Just like, but there have been people at my house.
Sure, but they come and they go or whatever. But if the mother realizes people are spending a lot of time around her kid, she might be more inclined to go, I want to check it out. I want to see what's going on in there. And I can get in. I know they're gone. Or I can use
you. Really think she would
I think
go
it's,
in?
It's kind of a slippery slope.
To see if there's like a pot piper. Like I don't even know what you'd be looking for.
Couldn't you do the like, oh, with the kid and be like, oh, we got to swing by and pick something up. I know they're not there, but I can just get in and now I'm there and no one's there. Like,
okay.
Well, you just don't want the opportunity to present itself, especially if they're trying to start a new life and this new co-parenting.
That's where I'm stuck. Is like they. I don't know. To me, it makes sense if they were married to hand another key, which almost seems the opposite.
If who was married? If Harriet? No, then
because
never. She should definitely not have a key if they're married. No, I don't know that makes a difference. It's about, let me just, okay, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I know there's plenty of divorcees or baby mama, baby daddy situations that go through this. In my head, like, I am co-parenting with this person. They need access to the spaces where the kids are. Like,
at all times, though?
Not at all times. And I would hope that they respect the boundary. I don't know. I don't know. This is so strange because now I'm starting to second guess my, like, she can get into my house right now.
Mm-hmm. And she might be in there right now. No, I'm
kidding. But I mean,
check
what would
cameras.
She do? I don't know.
But you're not hiding anything, I guess. But
if
they're
not
hiding,
Harriet, it feels like you're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything. I just feel like there should be a boundary there. It's personal. It's my stuff. It's like, you know, I'm not best friends with her. It's just like coming into my space. It feels hard. And like, why does she need to get in? Why?
Well, and is it a little weird that he just assumed, like, he just made the key and gave it to her
by the way,
other people have access to it. Like, shouldn't he have talked about it first to make sure you're comfortable with it at least? Or you're saying it's just a given, like, we've got kids, this is the deal, this is what you sign up for.
I think I don't know the answer to your question, but I'm saying he could make the key without asking Harriet, just because it's like, Harriet, I love you, I want to be with you, you accept me and my 5-year-old, I'm going to have to make some decisions about my life with my 5-year-old that don't involve you, but everything else is. And he, instead of him thinking the key is a Harriet question, he thinks the key is a 5-year-old question. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't realize he had to check with both camps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like.
Well, and maybe he doesn't. Like, if that's what comes with, I'd love to hear if other people have been through this. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, my house is smart. Like, I'm not trying to be braggy, but like, my house is smart. I don't have keys. Like, it's a code to get in.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I could have changed that code, but I haven't. So, if I started seriously dating somebody like Harriet, it sounds like you're going to be single soon.
No, it doesn't.
No, but I'm like, and she moved in. I wonder if Harriet would want me to change the code. It's like, does your wife know that code?
Mm.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
my ex-wife? Of course she does.
Yeah, or how many exes, how many flings have you had that now also
there's
know
quite
the code?
A few people who know that code.
Yeah, I've never thought of that before. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron knows the code.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Aaron is dog sat weirdo.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot I don't know. And why don't I have the code?
Well, you'd be coming over for other. So Harriet, so then you want her to give the key back 100%.
I was calling to get advice because am I overreacting is the big question. I think that she shouldn't have a key is how I feel right now. You're giving good examples, but I bought this house. It's my house. You know, it's me. We have bought it together. It's not like I'm joining in. If I was like moving in with him with something that he already had, I might look at it differently, but this is my house and our life.
Okay.
So it just feels wrong.
Okay. Hang on right there. We're going to talk about you behind your back. And I mean, we've already basically, I don't know what else there is to say. Like, we just need other people who are co-parenting to tell us.
I like how she said, like, well, the kid's 5. He's never going to be there by himself. So it's not like, does she really need a key to get in? And then the answer is always, an emergency, right. You know, and you're going to be thankful she had the key. But what if there's not an emergency? It's just the normal day-to-day pickup. They're going to be there while the kid's there.
I know, like, he's 5 now and he doesn't need anything, but when he's 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe he's a latchkey kid and he's home alone and he calls mom and was like, "Mom, I'm choking. Something's weird." It's like, she needs to be able to get in. But also, if you're choking, call 911. You know what I mean? Like, like there's a flip side to every argument where it's like, "Mom, I don't feel good. Can you come?" Like, I don't know. I am real curious to hear what people say just based on my situation as well. Am I crossing boundaries? And now that you said it, there are quite a few people who have the code. Do I need to flush my codes?
No. No.
Based on your reaction.
I'll help you set it up, boss. We'll get a code in there.
Harriet does not want his ex to have access to their house despite a 5-year-old being in the mix. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Harriet. And if I'm being honest, we're really trying to help me out. Because I'm like...
Yeah, you're...
Someone did say that you were pretty naive and you should not...
Am I really?
They say that you should not have given the code.
Yeah, well, because you just didn't change any of your locks or your codes, your garage, or anything after your divorce.
And I've actually given other people, like Aaron has my code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like,
I think the listeners are wondering when you were going to...
I'll just say it on the air. Are we ready? Okay. So basically, her boyfriend has a baby mama, and she's got a key to their new home. Mm-hmm. That she's on the deed, she's helped pay for... Like,
and he just made the key. He's just like, oh, by the way, I gave my ex a key.
But he has a 5-year-old son. So it would stand to reason that she has access to where her son is.
If that's the son's new house, it's kind of also her new house.
She has to be able to get access to her child.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, you don't get a key to like the babysitters or whatever, the daycare. They don't give you a key. Yeah. You're like, while you're there, you're there. And then you can come pick them up.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yay.
What do you think?
So I think you get a knock lock. It's a compromise. You put a key in there. It's somewhere on the property. They're very secure. You can reset them every time. Something comes up to where that person needs to gain access to the house. You give them the code if it's valid reason. And then you change the code. Put the key back in there.
I know, but like if you're incapacitated or something, is all I'm saying. If... They either have to have the code all the time, which is the same as them having a key.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just making them jump through one more hoop to get inside. But if they need to call you first, what if you're the reason that...
But they're needing to get in and you can't answer the phone.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Mommy, Daddy just had a heart attack and he's laying here on the floor.
Well, then Mommy would call 911 and give the address.
Right. Obviously.
But
also, she'd want to get over there and get her son away from dead dad. Is what I'm saying. She'd want to
eventually
get over there.
Yeah, you let the emergency responders break down the door.
Right. Yeah. That's the fun part about emergency responding.
Oh.
Are you an emergency responder, Chris, or you just break down doors?
Allegedly.
You're our new favorite, Chris. Thank you for the call. David.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think it's simple. I think it's no key, right? I think it goes both ways. If I don't know, I don't think if it was mentioned, does the ex have a husband and does he have a key to his ex's house, right? I think it
should be a two-way street. I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And so should Harriet have a key to his ex's place?
No, but he should. Harriet's not involved in this. He should have a key to where his kid stays. Harriet doesn't get keys.
I know, it's her house that she bought with her husband. So now keys to her house are being given out to people that you're saying she has nothing to do with. And I kind of agree. So why do they get a key?
Because you married or you're dating a guy with a kid. And so you give up certain rights.
I know. Well, because we got a couple texters that said, like, well, this new house is the kid's new house. Therefore, the mom should have a key. The kid should have a key. If it's the kid's house.
He's five. You don't give a key to a kid.
But why would you give it to the mom? Just like that, he's with the dad when he's there. He's the dad's responsibility.
Okay, what? Like, I thought you said the texts were divided.
Are pretty divided.
You're picking and choosing the ones that are against.
I'm picking the right ones.
Okay.
There's a lot of wrong ones, and then there's the right ones. I'm just skimming.
Pick a wrong one.
I'm skimming through.
Because what I'm saying is, people calling me naive. I may be
do
a
you,
little bit.
Someone asked though, and they make a good point. Do you have a code or a key to your ex-wife's?
I do not.
Hmm.
I know. I get that that's a little weird.
Mm.
Okay. I guarantee. Here's what's weird. No, this is a terrible thing to say. I know. Without a doubt, three tries I'm in.
Really? You just know. Okay.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
You use the same codes over and over.
Well, you use it. Like, I just know her. I know the kind of things that matter to her. And I'm if I had to guess, the date our divorce went final might be the way.
Oh,
fun. The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.